Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your sweet family and gave me no hope, said that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem
so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for
that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my
heart and with all my soul,
thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven and fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's them that I reach for, that aim I know is always there. And fighting hate still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord.
We hear about the war, we see the famine in the land. There's questions in the children's eyes, trouble in the east again. The whole world is shaking, there's no sure place to stand. And the mournful sounds are heard throughout the land. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that giants are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the loom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preachers saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps are coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. I remember the preacher saying, son, it shall come to pass. There'll come a generation that will be the last. I can't believe I'm standing here to see the end of time. And the preacher's voice still echoes in my mind. But I keep listening. listening for a different sound. The sound of the city that jumps up coming down. The sound of the bride being united with the groom. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening. Oh, I keep listening for a different sound. That's the word we're living in now, perilous times. That's what the Bible talks about. Mm-hmm. Perilous times will surely come. Mm-hmm. Well, perilous times are here. The whole world is shaking.
There's no sure place to stand.
And you can hear the mournful sounds throughout the land. People get killed, and then the killer, he gets a few months in prison, then they let him out again. And that's the mournful sounds, eh?
Mm-hmm.
It's perilous times. Without Jesus, you can't make it through mm-hmm. this. If you haven't made Jesus, you're all in all. You're not going to make it. It's just that simple. He knows those that put their trust in him. That's all. He's allowing these situations to come so people learn to put their trust in him. Because without that, you're not going to make it. There's just no safe place to stand. The only safety is in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not playing a game here. We've been honed out to tell people that so they don't have to, so the disaster doesn't have to hit them.
Mm-hmm.
Disaster is coming. It's there, but the only one that holds it up is the Lord Jesus Christ. And people don't want no part of him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're putting the truth out every day.
I don't know how people do it without this truth. I really don't.
Well, it's the only thing that's left.
Mm-hmm.
If it wasn't for that, we'd be lost. This truth is exactly what the Bible says. Laodicea, that religious world out. Anything that has to do with religion or with Christianity, so-called Christianity, it's spewed out. It's got no
mm-hmm.
it's got no heavenly connection whatsoever, because they're the problem. The churches are the problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're not the remedy. They're the problem. They're behind all that illegal immigration, and they're pushing it, all that stuff, and they're spewed out. If something's spewed out, there's no point in going there, because mm-hmm. it's just a waste of time. You're just yapping their gums together, and the only thing is, like I said, there's always hope for mankind, because in the Book of Revelation, the Church of Laodicea, there's a bomb in Gilead, there's help there. But it's the ministry of Brother Brown. That's what even I counsel of thee to buy of me gold, to try it in the fire. I count that you buy of me eyesalve and all that. That's the ministry of Brother Brown and Brother Jex, because that's the only thing that's left here in the church here in Laodicea. And it took me a long time to find that out. I was groping out there in the dark. I was involved in a religious cult out there, and they got nothing. Just a tradition. That's all it is. It's got nothing that'll do anything for your soul. And I found it with the ministry of Brother Branham and then Brother Jackson, and now here we're just putting on the finishing touches to it. It's just the final chapter for mankind. This here truth that you and I are putting out here on a day-to-day basis, this is that daily bread the Bible talks about. Anything outside of that will do exactly what the Bible says. It will take you out to hell and death. And just that simple. And we're just holding on to the things that have been firmly established here in the Church Age of Literacy. Anything outside of that, I don't care how good it sounds and how many diplomas they have out there to teach and to talk and how many fluting people they have. Is this the key? This is the church of Laodicea. We're living in these perilous times, and there's a bomb in Gilead. There's a truth. Here's that truth. And we're just continuing on from where what God started back at Pentecost. We're just through the seven church ages, through the seven angels, and we're here in the tail end of it all. That's it. That's the final chapter. People come on board, fine. If not, well, they'll have to suffer the consequences. There is no eternal life outside of those seven stars that Jesus held in his right hand. He mm-hmm. said, this is eternal life. This is going to be eternal life. You've got to be interconnected with these seven stars, these seven angels that he sent to every church age. That's the only security you have for eternal life, the only guarantee. Other than that, there's nothing there, just religion. And there's only two forces in this world. There's good and there's evil. And Satan has infiltrated all these religions. All these churches have been infiltrated with Satan. And then here, like I say, here the church here, the leaders, God sent an angel. That's the only ticket they have for eternal life. To you and I, everything is so simple. Because we've divorced ourselves from that religion, from religion. Because religion, and nowadays it's all controlled by the devil. Just that simple.
Yeah, and the devil would. When you listen to people, you know, they bring it out in a way that it almost looks like the devil's in charge. You know.
Oh yeah.
But he is not in charge. God is in charge. He's only allowed him a certain reign. Mm-hmm. And a certain amount of time in order to fulfill his purpose, you know. Outside of that, you know, Satan has no say. And he only will come so far, and then God's going to shut it down, you know. He's going to bring it all into judgment. And, you know, when you listen to a lot of people, you know, they have a lot of fear-mongering and the side of Satan. But we know that it's all God has a plan. And in the end, Satan's going to be dealt with, and there's going to be a millennium period, and there's going to be a righteous kingdom on this earth, you know. And it's all working towards that.
The only thing that's going on right now, God is testing the human race, who they're going to put your trust in. You and I have decided to put our trust in the Word of God. It's just that simple. And that's why we're so blessed, you know. Yeah, we're concerned about the human race and all that, but there's nothing you can do about it. We've had to make our decision, and we're paving the way for other people to do the same thing. Put your trust in the Word. And that's all we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
The God of this evil age has blinded the mind today of people who walk their own way according to God's own word, denying the things he's done, of sending his only son, accepting the crazy man, rejecting the word of God. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is prepared now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now, come by now here. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, and follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time, it's later than you think. The bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come by my ear. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here. The darkness throughout the land, this world just can't understand. A prophet has walked this land, proclaiming the way to God. If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. This is the evening time. It'll later
the bride is preparing now for her Lord to meet. All things are ready now to come mine eye ear. He that hath an ear to hear, the evening time is here.
The prophet has walked his land. William Branham has walked his land back in the 60s, proclaiming the way to God for the church age of Laodicea. If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave. That's all we're doing. We're just following the word. We're just putting the word out that that was given to the church age of Laodicea. If you would be saved today, then follow the words he gave, accepting the word of God, for this is the evening time. And then up here it says, for sending, denying the things he's done, of sending his only son, accepting the creeds of man, accepting tradition, religion. That's tradition, accepting the creeds of man. That's tradition. That Leonard's creeds and his dogmas and his that Arnold's and these leaders for that Hutterite cult. They're just, all they got is the creeds of man. You know what I'm saying? They don't have the picture here where it says proclaiming the way to God. Just that simple.
That's right. You
know, we talk about it a lot, about these tongues. It's only, they're the enemy. They're the part of evil.
Mm-hmm.
They come on as very pious and religious, but there's only evil and good. They're not on the side of good. Because by the fruits you shall know them.
Mm-hmm.
You tell them the truth, they'll run you out of town. If you don't agree with them, they'll put you in the outs. See, that's the fruit of it. That's the proof in the pudding.
They'll never tell you God sent a prophet.
That's for sure. They'll terrorize the people that do tell them.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that vexes his heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By his word it's almost time. Perilous times will surely come. The great apostle Paul declared. Men loving pleasure more than God. Apostasy is everywhere. And if you look around, you'll see God-fearing men are hard to find. And though it breaks the heart in me, I know by the signs it's almost time. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed this heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, but on by the curse of sin. I feel it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By his word it's almost time. Are those who have no hope. Our Savior died, but he arose. As living proof appeared to man. Walk with his chosen once again. He led him out to Bethany. Then on a cloud he went away. Nest the gazed up in the sky. The angel said he's coming back. It's almost time to say goodbye to a world that's vexed his heart of mine. Trials faced on every hand, brought on by the curse of sin. I fear it won't be very long till Jesus comes to claim his own. We must keep this thought in mind. By his word, it's almost time. And as the geese up in the sky, the angel said he's coming back. That's a blessed hope. That's what the devil is trying to hide, the fact that Jesus is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to do exactly what he said. The angel said he's coming back. coming back to rule and reign. It's not, right. This thing is not going to continue. This, the days are numbered.
Mm-hmm.
The days are numbered. They're counted. We got the, we got this number. We got the exact day. We got that midnight cry of February the 28th. It's a magic number. And 1906 was the beginning. So you can put your trust in the word. It's going to happen whether the word believes it or not. It's going to happen exactly like we say in here. February 28, 1963 was the bill. 1906 was the beginning. That brings it to October 15, 2021 is the end of Laodicea. And we know that for a fact. And from there it's 7 years, then Satan is no more, and then you got 30 days for the day of the Lord. A horrible time it's going to be. The day of the Lord, the wrath of the Lamb. They'll say to the mountains, fall on us. It's just, under 3 years. It's 2.5 years from now. In fact, we're only 2 years from September. That's all going to happen. And then we got it right on. Because it's 7 years from October 15, 2021. Mm-hmm. You could do the math. And you and I, it's not a problem because we got rid of that religiology. We got out of that clutches, out of Satan's clutches when we divorced ourselves from that religion. And then once you get away from that religion, you see with the clarity. And now we know for a fact that the Word of God is true, and then that's exactly what we're saying here. It's going to happen exactly by the Word, because you and I, we've learned to walk with the Word of God. We don't listen to these cults out there and Satan's voices and the trade Clay Clark and Brenham Houses and all these people. They just confuse the picture.
Mm-hmm.
God sent a prophet, and that's the thing that we're holding on to. It's just that simple. Because without that, you got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's our North Star.
That's right. We have a blessed hope, you know. You know, God never leaves a generation without hope. And this hope that He's given us, and He sent a prophet, He sent that spirit of Elijah to turn us back to Him.
That's our North Star. If it wasn't for that, there'd be no hope.
That's right.
He has sounded forth the trumpet that shall never call retreat. He is sifting out the hearts of all before His judgment seat. Oh, be swift, my soul, to answer Him. Be jubilant, my feet. Our God is marching on. Glory, glory. Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. You know where that scripture is? This is going to be eternal life.
It's John 13:20.
13:20.
Mm-hmm.
John 13:20. I'll read it in a different translation. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I send, receiveth me. And he that receiveth me, receiveth him that sent me. One place it says believe, but the receive, believe, it's all the same. And here in the different translation, I tell you the solemn truth. Whoever accepts the one I send, accepts me. And whoever accepts me, accepts the one who sent me. Verily, verily, hic sage I, wer aufnimmt, so ich jemand senden werde, der nimmt mich auf. Wer aber mich aufnimmt, der nimmt den auf, der mich gesandt hat. And some word says this is going to be eternal life. You know that about eternal life.
What?
If you read between the lines, that's really what it says.
The one that says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent.
Yeah, well, here it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receiveth whomsoever I sent. And you could add on to that, this is eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. Sometimes you have to read it between the lines, that this is eternal life. He's going to send these seven angels. It's all one big stream. It just continues on. When Jesus went to Calvary, and then he got crucified, then he went up to sit at the throne of glory, and then he sent these angels. He sent these angels that be tested and tried throughout the creation. He cannot send a human being. He has to send that angel because they were tried and tested in the prehistoric hour when God was testing these angels. Some fell, like the angels in Jude fell, Lucifer fell, but there were some, two-thirds of them, stayed faithful and true. And these are the ones that God's going to send. Some of these angels will be sent here because, like I said, they've been tested, they've been tried, and they've been true. And he sent these seven angels to the church age of Laodicea, and therein is eternal life. That's the only guarantee you have that has eternal life. Mm-hmm. If you can get yourself tapped into, plugged into these angels. Just that simple. Mm-hmm. For you and me, it's simple.
Yeah, when you read it, like when you will read it in John 17, it says, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And see, when you will continue with that, see, Jesus Christ, then it goes on to say, he that receiveth whosoever I send, receiveth me.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the continuing. You see that stream.
Yeah.
He that is still eternal life, he that receiveth whosoever I send, receiveth me. Mm-hmm. And in that is eternal life.
Yeah, and then you could go to Revelation chapter 1 where he sent these angels. John turned around, he saw seven stars, and Jesus with the seven star. These are the seven angels. He goes on to, these are the seven angels that he's going to send throughout the grace age. They're going to be seven church ages. And we, to you, everything is so simple. Anything outside of that chapter, anything outside of that channel, does not have scripture that therein is eternal life. That's why Satan puts up all his antichrist, all these donkeys, but all you and I are doing, we're yanking ourselves back to these seven stars, these seven church ages, these seven angels to the church ages of Laodicea. Then he started with the Apostle Paul, and that Apostle Paul had an angel. He said, my angel is always before me. And that angel was inspiring Paul to give him the tremendous revelations that he brought out throughout his ministry. And then when he was off the scene, that angel still kept on here. And then he goes into the different, the second church age. And there you have another angel. And that angel took the vocal cord of Irenaeus. Irenaeus was a proven vessel back in the second church age. He was combating and they were fighting that antichrist spirit that was coming in to try to tell people that Jesus Christ did not come in the flesh. And they all, behind it, you got to see the spirit of Satan. When God does something, Satan is right there like a dirty shirt, trying to mess up the picture, trying to bring in two line of thoughts, and that's how he operated. Then when Irenaeus, that it was Martin, St. Martin, he always fought with the devil in so much that even he was writing things out, and Satan, he didn't like him writing things out, and then he became so real that he even threw his ink bottle at Satan. And that Satan was so real to him. But see, they had a job to do because they were inspired by that angel, and that Satan could not overtake him. And Satan can't win one day, go down and worship me, Martin. And Satan knows where the opposing forces are. And he was harassing that Martin forever and a day. And then when Martin came along, there come Columba throughout the Dark Ages. These were messengers that Jesus said he's going to send. And if you were hooked into that, tapped into that, you had eternal life, regardless of what other people say or think. If you were tapped into that chapter, that shall, and to these church ages. And now here we're coming, and back in the days of the 1520, God sent an angel, and that angel linked up with Martin Luther as he was going up to worship Mary. And then that angel spoke to him right out of heaven. It was really the Lord Jesus Christ, because this is the revelation that God gave to Jesus, and then Jesus gives it to the angel, and then that angel delivers it to Martin Luther, the just shall live by faith. Just that simple. And all those people that were tapped into the just shall live by faith, they got rid of that Roman Catholic Church. They worked themselves away from the Roman Catholic Church, because the Roman Catholic Church, they controlled all the people and everything. But see, Martin Luther came and he completely put that thing out of commission. Mm-hmm. That was 1520. But nothing Satan is going to take everything set down. He saw what's going on, and then 1530, he rises up, these Jakobuters and these Andrea Rehn and Price, and these Zwinglis, anything to oppose that angel of the church age of Sardis, 1520. And that's the way the devil does. Here in these closing days of time, God sent that angel, and that angel linked up with the vocal cord of Brother Branham. And here, back in the 60s, they had all kinds. Satan puts in his decoys. He puts in his Billy Graham. He puts in his Jimmy Swagger. He puts in his Oral Roberts. He puts in his A.L. But there was only one man that had a message. Mm-hmm. That's William Marion mm-hmm. Brennan, because he got his information from that angel. This is going to be eternal life, and the church age later said, this will be eternal life, that God sent that angel to the church age later said, and that angel said exactly what the Bible said, that the days of the voice, that in the days of the voice, when he shall begin to sound, it was an angel that was beginning to sound. But he had to speak from vocal cord, so he took the vocal cord to William Brennan, a prepared vessel that God was preparing even before he was born, before the foundation of the world. Brother Brennan was prepared to do that specific job to take so that angel could use his vocal cord to bring out the message here in the church in Laodicea. And when he went off the scene, that angel didn't go off the scene. When Brother Brennan died, that angel kept on speaking, but now he's going to speak through the vocal cords, through the lips of Raymond M. Jackson. We've been saying that over and over again, but I had to go back today, tell you exactly what Jesus said to John. This is life eternal, that they believe in them, and I will send. It's a stream. You got to put all these scriptures into your database, and you come out with the answer. This will be life eternal, that they believe of them whom I will send. That's what we're trying to promote here. Wherein is eternal life? Everybody wants eternal life. All these donkeys out there beating their gums together, they all have a plan, they all have purpose, they all want eternal life, but they don't realize there's a weapon of mad deception. The minute you wake up in the morning, you're walking right into a world of purebred deception. Just that simple. And the devil is using these donkeys out here to pervert the picture, because they refuse to accept the truth. The truth for the day is that God sent the prophet and sent that chief apostle. And all you and I do, we're holding on to the things that have been firmly established. If it wasn't for you and I, there would be no hope. There would be no sign of no prophet and no apostle. And no apostles. Because they've watered it down, they've compromised, they've sold out the people that were supposed to hold on to the fort. Brother Jackson is barely in the ground. Here comes James Allen, we're in the 30. Well, we knew that wasn't true, and we're not gonna sit around and listen to him and his garbage, because it's not true that we're in the 30. And along comes the other crew. We're after 2 days, and see what's good. What God was doing, he was testing everybody. See what they believe, see what they heard, and see what they're going to believe, and see, did exactly it. Here they come out. We're in the 30. We're after 2 days. In the meantime, God was sitting back and was looking, who's going to fall for that garbage? Well, you and I, we didn't fall for that garbage. You were sitting here and you were listening to these donkeys, and they came out, and the picture got, all of a sudden, the picture gets confused. So, So the Lord spoke to your spirit. Remember the things you've been taught. Remember what Brother Branham and Brother Jackson said. And hold on to that. And if anybody teaches contrary, from such withdraw. That's exactly what you and I did. We withdrew from all these donkeys out there that are just trying to make a name for themselves at the expense of Brother Branham, at the expense of Brother Jackson. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's what the devil does. He sent them back when Brother Branham went off the scene. He sent in these Bischoffs, and he sent in these Hildebrands, and he sent in these the Peregrines, and that's the age of Satan. You gotta sit back and then, who did God really use? He used Abraham Jackson. Then we found that out, and we connected. We connected to the eternal life. We connected to Brother Jackson, and then when he went off the scene, like I keep saying, we were stuck faithful and true, and now the Lord has given you and I the mandate to continue on with the program. Mm-hmm. It's just that simple. I don't know how simply you can put it.
That's right, you know. And we see, we have, like we said earlier, we have a hope, you know, because when you look at this world setting, there is no hope in it. Mm-hmm. You can listen to a lot of people, even preachers and radio or talk shows and people that have a lot of clout and they have a lot of knowledge, but there is no hope in their message. They have no hope, but only death. But we have a message of hope for people, because just like God in the Old Testament sent prophets to help the people of Israel, to steer them in the right direction. That's what God did in the end time here in Laodicea. He sent a prophet so that people can be connected to the source and have a hope. So we have a hope for people, you know, what is coming up upon this world. You know, there's judgment coming. But if people follow the channel and the ways of God, there is a hope for people to get out of this judgment that is coming upon the whole world. It's going to come, because when you will look around, it's not a very pleasant place to live in. It's a very it's an environment where there is you see there's death coming, because this the way things are, it's not sustainable. The conditions of the world, it's just not going to be able to hold up. So it's, something's coming. That's what we want to save people from, that judgment that's coming, and it's inevitable, just like it was in the days of the flood. It was inevitable. It's gonna come, and in the same way here. But we have a hope for people. God provided a way for people to escape what's coming, because outside of that, there is when it says in Revelation 18, it says Babylon the Great is fallen. It's going to fall. What you see out there is fallen, and it's become the habitations of devils and the hole of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. That's what you see going on out there. When you will, when you're part of those church systems out there, that's what you're actually part of, you know, because it's not the message for, they have not the message for the day and hour we're living in, and they have it's a false environment that's out there in these churches. When you go to one church, they're all universal. When you go to the next one, it's the same. They have the same charismatic songs. They have the same charismatic message. And in it, there is no life. It might appear it has life, but that's just a delusion, a deception. That is out there from that gray horse rider that was riding to deceive people. And that's what people are in these church systems out there. There is no life in it. It leads to death. That gray horse rider can only lead you to death. And that's why in that scripture that says that they believe in whosoever I will send. And Jesus sent that prophetic ministry here in this end time, that ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, to make sure that we are at a safe place, to save us out of that judgment that's coming from this upon this earth. It's gonna come. It's inevitable. You see it all around it. You feel it. It's in the air. It's something that is going to happen.
Amen to that. That's it. I tell you the solemn truth. Whoever accepts the one I send accepts me. Or you could step into the stream, and who accepts me accepts the one that sent me. It's just a continuous stream that's going to run right over on into eternity. But we just happen to be given the mandate because God knew our makeup. He knew we were going to stay the course. He knew that they'll throw everything at us they can to try to divert us. And here we're standing, still standing strong. And we've been through the fire. We've been through the lion's den. We've been through the water. And here we are standing stronger than ever before because we're faithful and true to what the Lord has shown us to the church age of Laodicea.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come into your presence once again this morning, Lord, to give you thanks for the day and hour that we're now living in, the things that you've shown us over the years, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for truth in this hour. We thank you for sending a prophet and apostolic ministry, and the fact that you've allowed us to come in contact with it. And the Lord, the fact, Lord, that you found us faithful and true to deliver, so that we could deliver that mandate that you have here in these closing days of time, because there's nothing outside of that, Lord. We just pray that, give you thanks, Lord, that you've woken us up in the morning to start the day with prayer, to start the day with song, and to have these daily breaths on a daily basis, Lord. We're ever so thankful that back in the day you put it on our hearts to do just that, Lord. And now we're just trying to keep our sanity, trying to keep our limbs all trimmed and burning, Lord. And it's all because you found us faithful and true to continue on with the program, Lord. I just pray we'll never take it for granted, but that we'll always be mindful of your care and keeping, Lord. Help us to be faithful and true to what you've called us to be, Lord. Give us that oil that we need in these closing days of time. Give us a fire and a passion, a desire to hold on. Help us to overcome the flesh and the passion and the desire of this world, Lord, because without you, we're not going to be able to make it. We just pray, we just said, open the hearts of the people that they'll be able to perceive that this is that final chapter for mankind. And from here, it goes on into judgment. The judgment day of the Lord, the great tribulation, all these things are just looming on the right, and they could explode any time with the conditions the world is in. Lord, we just pray, give us the grace to hold on to the things that have been firmly established through the church age of Laodicea. We just pray you'll open the hearts of the people, and we pray, Lord, you'll give that increase in Jesus Christ's name. We pray. Amen. We're just holding on to the fort. Hold on to the things that have been firmly established, and that's the only job with the scripture we have. We're just telling people the truth, because out there, outside of this here truth, outside of there, Satan has taken over. And Satan has a bunch of vehicles. He's got a bunch of vessels, just like I say, when Brother Brennan went off the scene, and the Lord said, took the vocal cords of Raymond M. Jackson, here they come. The Eddie Biscuits came on, pretending they're the ones that did the successor to Brother Branham, and then the Hilda Brunts and the Perry Greens. All of a sudden, Satan raises up these wannabes, and they got the people to see that they will not accept the Brother Jackson. The same thing happened when back in the day when Brother Branham was here. Satan put up all the antichrists. He put up Billy Graham, a world-known evangelist. To this day, people talk about Billy Graham, the tremendous evangelist. And it went around the world. But all of this, all Billy Graham did, he kept people from coming to the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth of the matter back in the 60s was the fact that God sent the prophet. Mm-hmm. The same thing happened back in the 1500s. All of a sudden, when Martin Luther came on the scene, a church, age of later, of Sardis, here comes Satan with all these decoys, all these wannabes. Here he comes with Peter Riedemann. Here he comes with Jakob Hooter, very religious person. Oh, that's where the community style living. And all what they did, they tried to tear down what Martin Luther brought, freedom in the Lord, and just shall live by faith, completely disconnected himself from Roman Catholicism. And here come these tongues, combating everything Martin Luther ever taught, and they come up with the community styling, the very same thing that the Catholic Church operated throughout the Dark Ages, a socialistic, communistic program. And people today, they're so stupid, they can't even see through that. They can't even stop and think what actually was going on. And God sent Martin Luther, and then he sent John Wesley, and now here in the closing days of time, he sent Brother Branham, he sent that angel used the vocal cord of Brother Branham, and then Brother Jackson, because and the church had to lay it as if it's such a critical hour that there is no gap between them. When Brother Branham went off the scene, Brother Jackson was already writing. And then, like I said, when Brother Jack goes off the scene, the Lord was testing each one of us. He's taking us down to the water, just like he did back in the days of Gideon. He took them down to 10,000. He took them down to the water to test them, and he found 300 that he could use to go in and defeat the Midianites. And here's the same. It's just a prototype. It's a type of what God's going to do here in his end time. He's going to look for somebody that he's going to find faithful to continue on with the program. And he found you and I faithful to continue on with the program. That's why we're solid. That's why we're so consistent. That's why we're doing this thing on a day-to-day basis. We've been doing that since forever and a day, because God knew our makeup. He knew that we're going to be consistent, and we're going to stay with the Word. We're going to stay with the things that have been firmly established throughout the church age of Laodicea. That's mm-hmm. all we're doing. We have only one message, and therein is eternal life. If you can only get yourself to believe what we're saying, you will end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb, because that's the only thing that's left. Once that is over, once that rapture happens, it goes into something else. It goes into judgment. And after that, if you didn't make it to the rapture, you're going to have to give your life. You're going to have to give your life for it, because it says, then it continues on, blessed is he that dies in the Lord from henceforth. You are going to have to get your head chopped off. And you're going to have to end up on that sea of glass. And then there comes another chapter. Then there comes the 144,000. And they go and preach the everlasting gospel. And you give an order. Do not accept the mark and the image of the beast. Because that Roman Catholic Church is still in control. It's that beast that was. And it's nothing here in his last day. It's rising back to power. And it's coming back to full blown. And it's just going to take the world, and it's gonna, you're gonna either have to accept that mark, or you're gonna have to get your head chopped off. Just that simple. But right now, that's why we put so much effort in to direct people to the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's why I say, if you miss that, then you kick the can down the road, and you prolong it, you're gonna have to get your head chopped off. Because we're living in perilous times. Perilous times are here. The ending of all things are here. We just happen to tap into the program. That's why we keep repeating it over and over again. This is going to be life eternal, that believe on them whom the Lord had sent. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. And Trump talks about the golden age of America, you know, and there is a golden age coming. It's not here right now, but I think he's just... you know, he's saying it, but he doesn't really know what he's saying. But I believe in actuality, he's referring to the millennium. There's going to be a golden age, mm-hmm. and it's going to be a beautiful age. And that's what a lot of people, they have such a bleak message about Trump and the presidency and everything. But I always have to understand and remind myself, you know, God puts up, he put up Donald Trump. And somehow it's going to work out. I don't know exactly how, but it's going to work out because that George Washington's vision will have to come in to do a major cleansing, because there is a lot of people that are anti-God, and that's all will have to be dealt with, just like it says in the book of Revelation, when all these plagues came upon the people, and they still did not give God the glory. See, that's the difference between an individual that will acknowledge God and give God the glory, and those that don't, they will be judged. And they will not be able to go into that millennium. That's the era of time we're living in. There is a message of hope available for people. It's not just a bleak picture. See, a lot of people, they like to go into the deep things of Satan. But, you know, God is still on the throne. He still has a provided way for every generation. And there is a picture of hope. But you have to connect to that source. If you don't, you're going to, like these bleak pictures out there, you're going to fall into that environment. And it's not a good environment to be in. It's actually a dark environment. And there can be hope in your pathway if you connect to the source that God, what God has for your day and hour. And it's just that simple.
If we didn't have to message to Brother Brennan, we'd be very confused. Mm-hmm. We'd be very, give up hope. And if we didn't have the fact that God is going to send that George Washington vision, see, we're holding on to George Washington's vision. Mm-hmm. At the end of it all, the republic will stand. There will always be a United States of America. Throughout the millennia, there will be a United States of America. Mm-hmm. Because that angel told George Washington, as long as they're doing the ground, the republic will stand. That's what we're hanging on to. See, these donkeys out there, they're at the point where they have no faith, and they see America being destroyed, the whole American infrastructure. That constitution was set up from God, the God of heaven, and he's going to see to it that America will stand throughout the millennium. Mm-hmm. And when we listen to these donkeys that are beating their gums together trying to make a name for themselves, then you lose all hope. Mm-hmm. See, we give people hope. We give people the fact that this is going to be eternal life, that they believe what them and I will send. And he sent these messengers throughout the great age, and here in Laodicea, we've got to prove that God sent the prophet and then the apostle, and then we're just continuing on with the program here. We've been given the mandate because God found you and I faithful and true, and from once that rapture happened, it goes into something else, and then something else, and eventually the whole program just keeps going, and then the day of the Lord comes, and the separation of the sheep and the goats. And all this is all blueprinted out way before the foundation of the world. And all we're doing, we're putting the blueprint out there. We're reading the blueprint for people that have never exercised themselves into the scripture. See, you and I, we've been in the scripture all our life. We've been prepared. The Lord really has preparing us, you and I, for this day. And then he brings us together because it's utterly impossible for one person to do that. So he brought you and I together. We're the same spirit. You think it and I say it, or vice versa. And that's how united you and I are, because we're led by the same spirit. And then because we're living in a very perilous time, the Lord put you and I together, because out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. This thing that we're putting out here on a day-to-day is 100% true, and it's going to happen exactly the way we say so. Mm-hmm. Because we're living in a period of time, exactly what the Bible says, that we just happen to be found faithful and true, that the Lord has given us, he's let us in on the secret, mm-hmm. and told us that then we put it out there, because he told us to start up this website. He told us to get together. He told us to do these things here. It's all up to him. We're just
made ourselves available. Back in 1971, when the Lord saved me, He gave me a scripture. I can only reward you for what you have allowed me to do through you. And I begin to pray every day, every morning, and every night. Lord, use me for your glory. And let me be faithful to what you've called me to be. That's been my prayer for the last 40, 50 years. And then ever since 71, that's been my prayer. Maybe not every day, but that's my passion, my desire to do only what the Lord wants me to do. And then, like I say, He's given you and I the mandate to continue on with the program here. Mm-hmm. And it's closing day of the time. There's only one chapter. There's only one message. The message is God has sent us a prophet throughout the church age to lead the sea. And therein is eternal life. Anything outside of that, Satan will infiltrate it, and he'll copy it, and he'll pervert it. But as long as you stay within the confines of that apostolic and that prophetic man, you have scripture to back it up. Therein is eternal life. It's just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Amen. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, and we give you thanks, Lord, for the many things you've done for us, for sending a prophet, Lord. There's so many voices out there, and we live in perilous times, Lord. But you made us, you sent a prophet, Lord, and we were able to sit in a heavenly places in Christ Jesus, because that's where eternal life is at, Lord. And we're ever so grateful for that ministry, Lord, for what you provided in this Laodicea church hour. And you made us partakers of that, Lord. So we just pray, Lord, for the grace to endure to the end, to be found faithful until your coming, Lord. We just pray that you'll help these words, Lord, speak to the hearts of people. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.